Welcome to Lexio Divina. I'm Anita Lustria, and may this spiritual practice give you bread for your journey and help quench your parched soul. Today's reading is from John chapter 20, verses 24 through 29, and I'm going to read this in the NRSV, the New Revised Standard Version. As usual, we will be hearing the scripture passage several times with a different instruction given before each time it's read. And as I get ready to read the passage for today, you might also want to get ready, which might mean having a pen and paper handy. If you're in a stationary spot, you may be out jogging or washing dishes and have your hand in water. But if you're somewhere where you might want to jot down some thoughts or have some colorful markers or pencils to sketch a little as you listen, get whatever it is that you need. Pause the podcast and grab that and then join us here in this space. And let me just pray a prayer that I use each week that honestly I don't get tired of. I hope that it still meets you where you are. It is simply this: Holy Spirit, guide our hearing, wake our ears to words you speak. Amen. Now, before we begin, why don't we all take a couple of deep breaths, just in and out a couple of times, and maybe roll your shoulders and let go of whatever is troubling your mind or swirling around that list that's trying to be made. Set it aside for our next few moments together. And just, I'm going to take a deep breath myself. Take one with me in and out. Ah, feels good. So the first time you hear me read the passage, be listening for a word or a phrase that catches your attention, that sort of leaps out at you, a word or a phrase where you almost feel a nudge as it goes past your ears. So let's settle in for our first hearing of the passage, John 20, verses 24 through 29. Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hands and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." What word or phrase jumped out at you? What was it that nudged you as you heard it? You might want to jot it down and even take a look at it later today and reflect a bit more. So now we will move toward our second reading. And this second time we hear the passage, allow an image to come to mind. The image may or may not be literal. Figurative images can help you process the passage and hear what God has to say. So let's settle in for the second reading of the passage. Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." What kind of image surfaced for you during this second reading of the passage? Was it surprising? Was it concrete? Was it kind of curious? How might it help you make sense of today's passage? I think the image that elevates is always so interesting, especially in a group setting of spiritual direction. Well, we are going to move to our third and final time of hearing the passage. And the final time, it's always about an invitation from God. So be listening for an invitation from God. The question on the table is, what is God inviting you to today through this passage? Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." What invitation does God have for you today? Is it anything that connects with your word or phrase or the image that came to mind? You might want to make note of this invitation and just pay attention, see how it might present itself during the course of the next day or two. And if you feel like sharing it and don't have anyone to share it with, you can always email me. The email address is producer@anitalustria.com. And now, friends, receive this benediction as we go today. O God, who goes before, give us wisdom enough to live this week in places of communion with you. Give us courage enough to follow you into the difficult places we'd rather avoid. Give us love enough to bear patiently with the hurts and struggles of our friends. Give us peace enough to accept and nurture our own selves. Amen.